Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. The Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters saying some narrow issues remain to be resolved.
And in the next days, our experts will be meeting here in Geneva to conclude the few remaining technical issues and to move forward in order to take the steps necessary to build the confidence to overcome the deep mistrust that does exist on all sides.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and a siege that's left the community in ruins. Car bomb blast in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores of others. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. The group has taken responsibility for at least one police station attack. Police in Bangladesh say they have killed at least three Islamist extremists. They did that today. The suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack on a cafe filled with foreigners is reported to be among those killed. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that cafe attack on July the 2nd. This is VOA News.